And finally, we've got Seabass doing Goodnight Spin Tunes.
Been a long mile and a half out of ten. I'll definitely not secretly amend. Wipe your iron off, bottle up your best quaff, since it's not just the start, it's the end. I still don't know much about Minecraft. If you want to see me, text or call. But your directions are crap. My gun's next to my map, and my console has an angry firewall. Stop by for Vespers at the Last Line Wednesday. We'll make it one stubborn song at a time. Amy's stuck in my calls. Relationship falls apart. A call that could turn on a dime.
And the funning was definitely worth it. I quite enjoyed all the DNSG songs and skits, like I think I just said. I think Spintunes 23 will go down in the books as one of the more memorable contests. I like how Seabass took lyrical elements from a number of the different songs from the contest and blended them together in his Goodnight Spintunes medley. I was kind of amazed during the last Spintunes when Ryan had his conspiracy theory that Seabass might be behind Definitely Not Secretly Glenny, and he showed me the medleys he had done before where he imitated the styles of the participants, and I thought, wow, the cojones on this dude. And he did it with a plumb, too. Like, I recognized who he was emulating, and it was hilarious and awesome.
Yeah, well, the thing that the listener's missing out on is that, you know, we talked a little bit during the last podcast about how I thought Seabass was Definitely Not Secretly Glenny, but then I cut it out during editing. You know, you'd actually recommended to me that I cut it out of the podcast, that you know, my conspiracy theory that Seabass was Definitely Not Secretly Glenny. And you were right to ask me to do that because, I mean, among other things, you know, who loves spoilers?
Right.
Nobody, right? So, yeah, I mean, it was right not to kind of mention it. He does mention in it that there's a couple of other people, too, not just him, but it's mainly him, I believe. And then, of course, he had guests in the last one, including Micah and Glenny.
Tommy G.
Yeah, exactly. So the song, it's delightful. You know, it might be too fun for a lullaby, but it's extremely enjoyable. It's so specific, and all of these songs, I mean, they must have taken him a long time, these skits and these songs and everything, just for something that's such an inside joke that, you know, it's specifically for like 33 people, right?
Just like this podcast is specifically for 34 people.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Okay, maybe 40 people total, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's really extraordinary, the kind of work and the effort and stuff that he puts into it. But I kind of get that, but I'm not sure that I would do it in this sort of format because, like, you know, we have, I think, four versions of our podcast theme song. Nobody cares. You know, and it's so specific. We get, like, you know, a half dozen listeners for each one. We put a ton of work into it, and we have all this other stuff. And people have made, you know, theme songs for one episode of our podcast. I get it, though. There's something joyous about that.
We used to do skits back in the day, and now I miss it.
Yeah. Well, it takes some preparation.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, we haven't had that kind of time.
But I want to submit skits now.
Oh, no.
Like, I was inspired by Joshua N.B. Drake. I just want to make random skits now because it seems like it's fun.
It does seem like it's fun, but this can't devolve into...
Oh, it can.
Into an Eminem skit turning into the highest ranked you know,
the
song.
The fact that Definitely Not Secretly Glenny took second place in round one.
It was
one.
A good song.
It was a good song. Right. It was really good.
It was mostly a song, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there was... It was like... And all the way through it, there was music. So a lot of the rest of them was... Part song, part skit, but that one was just a song.
Yeah, and I remember thinking that it couldn't be such and such artist behind this because I don't think they can make a song that good. Like, I was really impressed. It's like, I feel like the level of songcraft in that first song kind of put them up on a higher tier. And so it got me thinking, you know, it couldn't be such and such a person because I don't think they can make a song that good. But
yeah, but then also it's like, I mean, if you compare Definitely Not Secretly Glennie to Seabass's earlier submissions, they did not sound similar.
Yeah, they did not.
So it was I wonder if that was like a deliberate fake out or not. So we'll see. I don't know.
I think it's lovely. I think that if you are not part of Spin Tunes and you're listening to Goodnight Spin Tunes, you're gonna say what on earth is being talked about here. But we are all part of Spin Tunes, and we can all appreciate it in that sense. And it's a lovely tribute to this community. And I just think it's nice. It's very nice. And Seabass has done a couple cover medleys. He's got a fun surprise for the cover round this time that I am going to pretend I don't know about because I saw it in the Peer Feedback channel. But Seabass very clearly is very committed to this community, and it's really great. I appreciate it so much. You know, he did a great job judging last time, and he's invested, and he does things like this, and it's just really lovely.